Sometimes you come across courage in the darndest places. I certainly did not expect to find it on a recent June afternoon in an ancient mobile home down a dirt road in southwest Alabama. It's my pleasure to chair the State Advisory Board for HIPPE. That's Home Instruction for Parents of Preschool Youngsters. This is a pre-K program where teachers visit homes once a week for 30 weeks to review a lesson, usually with a mother, who then teaches it to her child. It works wonders for both kids and mothers. Last May, I attended the Clark County HIPPE graduation. Director Jane Sellers introduced a 33-year-old mother who made a short, impassioned speech about what the program has meant to her son and daughter. So this hot afternoon in June, I met Jane in a Walmart parking lot, and off we went to visit this mother. In a few minutes, we came to a settlement of mostly old mobile homes scattered helter-skelter among pine trees and kudzu vines. About the kindest thing you can say about the mobile home where the HIPPE mother lives is that hopefully it is dry when it rains. Since it is not air-conditioned, the doors and windows were wide open. The living room was banally bare. An old couch, two old chairs, no TV, no dining table, no stove or refrigerator. Only HIPPE certificates were taped to the bare walls. If poverty comes in shades, and no doubt it does, then I was in the middle of something very deep and dark. The mother was born prematurely and has been troubled with health issues all her life. Illness forced her out of high school in the 10th grade. She gets a disability check each month of less than $600. She does not have a car. Why is she involved in HIPPE? Because she is praying that her son and daughter will someday have a better life than she has, and she wants them to get all the education they can. How dedicated is she to this goal? Last October, Clark County HIPPE held a health fair. They had hearing and vision screenings. The mother wanted to take her children, but she could not find a ride. So with two preschoolers in tow, she set off walking to the school 18 miles away. Even more incredible is the fact that she is crippled and walking is very, very difficult. Fortunately, after about a mile, someone stopped and gave them a ride. It is an amazing story about one mother's love and dedication in the face of difficult circumstances that few of us will ever know. Equally inspiring is the dedication of Jane Sellers and her HIPPE workers who work in such situations and greet everyone with a smile and a kind word. She was not a stranger in this ragtag community. Jane greeted person after person by their first name and asked about their children. Two different women from two different worlds, united in their effort to change the world one life at a time. I will never forget that June afternoon in the pine thickets of Clark County when I came face to face with the courage of one mother, the total desperation that engulfs some of our fellow citizens, and the willingness of people to lend a helping hand.